one thing I know is true, yeah. You'll be dead before your time is due. You know it.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. More countries are blasting President Trump's idea to have the U.S. take over Gaza.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt describes the president's proposal as quite in keeping with his style.
This is an out-of-the-box idea. That's who President Trump is. That's why the American people elected him.
And she says Trump's idea stems from his belief that the United States must be involved in rebuilding the region.
That does not mean boots on the ground in Gaza. It does not mean American taxpayers will be funding this effort.
The plan would mean displacing more than 2 million Palestinians in order to build what Trump calls the Riviera of the Middle East. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
Many of the U.S.'s allies are still calling for a two-state solution between Israel and Palestinians. This man says he will not leave Gaza.
This president, who is called Donald Trump, comes to us with a new method to displace us from our country where we are rooted. This is our land. We will not get out of it.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio says Trump's offer was generous, not hostile. Rubio has reached a deal with Guatemala. CBS's Cammie McCormick has details.
Under this agreement, Guatemala will accept migrants deported from the U.S. and then return them to their home countries. The U.S. would pay for it. Rubio said Guatemala was already taking back its nationals.
The offer to increase these flights, these deportations by 40%. It's very important for us in terms of the migratory situation that we're facing. His willingness to accept not just nationals, but those from other nationalities.
Immigration has been a major focus on Rubio's first foreign trip, a five-country tour of Central America.
President Trump's former impeachment lawyer, Pam Bondi, has been sworn in as attorney general.
She's going to restore fair, equal, and impartial justice and restore the constitutional rule of law in America.
CBS News has confirmed Bondi will order a pause of all federal funding for sanctuary cities. CBS's Jason Brooks tells us what we will be paying more for now that the U.S. has slapped 10% tariffs on Chinese goods.
Electronics is the biggest category impacted by the 10% tariff. Clothing, furniture, and toys are other popular Chinese imports, with Barbie maker Mattel reporting in its earnings that it plans to raise prices and diversify its supply chain to offset the China tariff.
Police in Greencastle, Pennsylvania are investigating the theft of 100,000 eggs from a trailer at an egg production company. This man lives in that town.
I'm very surprised that that would happen in Greencastle. I actually work only about a couple hundred yards from there, so that's kind of interesting to me.
Egg prices have almost doubled since bird flu has forced the slaughter of millions of chickens. There's now an egg shortage. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. We've got the reason why your paper wasn't delivered. The parent company of the Racine Journal-Times and the Kenosha News is Lee Enterprises. A message on their website and sent to subscribers says they're experiencing technical problems that prevented print and digital editions. Lee owns over 70 papers across the country. A wintry mix starting tonight could lead to icy roads tomorrow morning. The National Weather Service says conditions could cause it to be slick tomorrow for the AM commute. Winds will pick up later in the day tomorrow. The latest is coming up in the forecast. A Caledonia cop that brought someone back to life got honored this week. Caledonia Police Officer Andrew Geldin was recognized by Ascension Healthcare for his life-saving actions on January 5th. Officer Geldin successfully revived someone without a pulse and not breathing. The patient was taken to Ascension and has since made a full recovery. No charges are expected in that accident Sunday night in the Burlington Menards parking lot. The 21-year-old Menards employee killed has been identified as Cody A. Dorn. He died after being pinned between two vehicles in the store's parking lot. An investigation is ongoing. And the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act has been reintroduced in the U.S. Senate. It's meant to ensure all new vehicles include AM radio access. If passed, the bipartisan legislation would mandate AM radio in all new cars. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks make a deal. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports. Milwaukee is sending Chris Middleton to Washington. The Bucks are trading Middleton and A.J. Johnson to the Wizards in exchange for Kyle Kuzma and Wisconsin native Patrick Baldwin Jr., as well as a second-round draft pick. A pick swap was also included in the deal. Middleton, a three-time All-Star, helped the Bucks win the 2021 NBA title. He signed a three-year, $93 million contract before last season. The NBA trade deadline is tomorrow afternoon. The Bucks take on the Charlotte Hornets tonight with a tip time of 6 p.m. The WIAA has approved a change to its high school football playoff qualification process. The Board of Control voted this morning to create a wins-based metric for teams to get into the postseason. The new setup will also seed teams in the playoffs, eliminating the need for computer algorithms or coaches voting. In addition, the WIAA also expanded the 8-player football playoff field to 32 teams and moved the start of the season up 1 week to match the start of 11-player football. With Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Cloudy and warmer, with a few flurries flying around this afternoon and light snow ramping up this evening. It may mix with a little bit of freezing rain, creating some icy, slippery spots. The snow accumulations look like less than half an inch. Gone by the morning, we'll be battling a windy day tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 28 degrees.
and timeless hits on WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollmann. Hey, Robin.
Hey, Kurt.
My friend Robin is here. And do you have any sayings that are unusual? Like, you take a common phrase like, I'm tired, and instead you say something like, my energy is on vacation.
Oh.
You have anything like that?
No. Yeah, we do have family sayings that we only understand. Strange things that are from like a movie clip, but we change it up. Or like when the kids were really little and they were learning to talk. And
that's the big one, yeah.
Yes. And so those things stick. So there was one time TJ said, you don't know any nothing. So basically that has stuck with us for 31 years.
Love it.
32. Yeah, love I know. It. It's funny. So those kind of things, yeah, we change around a lot.
Well, the internet was asked about this, and here are a few responses. Somebody said, instead of saying I'm hungry, I say my stomach is echoing. Okay. Instead of saying that's surprising, I say reality just twisted its plot. See, I think that, I would just punch that
many
person
words.
In the face. Yeah, exactly.
I would too. Too many words.
And finally, this person said, when my husband or I make a wrong turn, the other one says, it's okay, we're exploring unknown paths.
Oh my gosh. Who says that? I can't even remember what that word phrasing was just now.
Right, exactly.
to repeat it.
Wouldn't it just be easier to say, wrong turn, dummy?
Or how about, nice job turning the wrong way, Christopher Columbus.
There you go.
What I usually call Jeff, though.
So. All right, there's my friend Robin. It's Kurt Vollmann on WRJN.
Left a good job in the city. Waking for the man every night and day. And I never lost a minute of sleep. And worrying about the way things might have been. Big wheel keep on turning. Proud mirror keep on burning. Rolling, rolling, rolling on a river. Cleaned a lot of plates in Memphis. Pumped a lot of pain down in New Orleans. But I never saw the good side of a city till I hitched a ride on a riverboat queen. Big wheel keep on painting. Proud mirror keep on.
Radio Park to pristine North Beach, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Don't you ever be sad. Lean on me in times of bad. When the day comes and you're down. smile myself, because I love you. Yes, I do. And when you give me that pretty little pout, it turns me inside out. There's something about you, baby, I don't know. Isn't it amazing a man like me can feel this way? Tell me how much longer, it could grow stronger every day. Oh, how much longer? I thought I was in love a couple of times before with the girl next door, but that was long before I met you. Now I'm sure that I won't forget you. And I thank my lucky stars that you are who you are, and not just another lovely lady sent down to break my heart. Isn't it amazing a man like me can feel this way? Tell me how much longer, it can grow stronger every day. Whenever I see you smile at me, no one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. Whenever I see your smiling face my way, no one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. No one can tell me that I'm.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. I want to help you out here a little bit. Valentine's Day, just a couple of weeks away, right? Not even a couple of weeks away. And maybe you want to save a little money when finding something special for your loved one. Check out the WRJN Big Deals website. You could save up to 50% on some cases on local food, service, and merchandise. Simply log on to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals logo, and shop from home with up to 50% savings. Check out the site. Check it often for new deals every week.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And this week, O&H is featuring their dark chocolate decadence Pringle, a chocolate lover's dream. O&H's flaky pastry has a layer of premium dark chocolate and a layer of dark chocolate silk filling. It's made even better with chocolate icing topped with colored chocolate curls. Love chocolate? Get one this week. Dark chocolate decadence Kringle from O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Hi, it's Jenny from Big Deals, and I'm trying to keep you out of the chocolate zone. What am I talking about? This is the time when you start to panic about Valentine's Day and you reach for the box of chocolates. Guys, gals, there's still time. Purchase a gift certificate or two at Big Deals today, and you'll save an additional 15% on your purchase. No code needed. Shop local, buy local with Big Deals.
Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals banner for amazing savings right now.
The Badgers.
Seeds Max, face the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Pivots,
fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
For 98 years, WRJN has been Racine's trusted source for local news. And now, we brought back the timeless hits, too. Spanning the greatest music from the biggest stars of rock and roll, like Elvis, Marvin Gaye, The Supremes, The Monkees, Love and Spoonful, The Beatles, Chuck Berry, and more. Your home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Elvis Presley on WRJN. I'm Kurt Vollman. I need to make a mental note here. A fire extinguisher will not remove DNA. Got it. In the UK, a guy stole a car battery, and to remove his DNA from the crime scene, he sprayed a fire extinguisher at the car's engine. This did not remove the DNA. A few years ago, the same guy left a soft drink can behind after swigging it during a business burglary. That can had his fingerprints on it, and so the police were able to find this guy very easily.
Afraid of what I might have on my mind. One thing you can be sure of, I'll take good care of your love if you will let me give you mine. Baby, willpower, it's now or never. Of life, well, there's so much you have to learn, and I would gladly teach you if I could only reach you and get your love.
at you. And I'm telling you, honey, you're my reason for laughing, for crying, for living, and for dying.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN, and local news has never been covered more completely, as WRJN has partnered with the Racine County Eye to field Racine County's largest local news team. Now, in addition to our 98 years of experience covering local news, the Racine County Eye adds their journalistic experience to our on-air and online reporting. You'll hear the headlines on WRJN, then read the details online at racinecountyeye.com. A new era in local news coverage, the Racine County Eye and WRJN. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. We've got the reason why your paper wasn't delivered. The parent company of the Racine Journal-Times and the Kenosha News is Lee Enterprises. A message on their website and sent to subscribers says they're experiencing technical problems that prevented print and digital editions. Lee owns over 70 papers across the country. It's now a July jury trial for the former Racine County Corrections Supervisor accused of having an intimate relationship with an inmate. In court yesterday, an attorney for Jacqueline Height and prosecutors agreed to set a new summer date. It had been scheduled for late last year. Height, a former Racine County Corrections Supervisor, is facing over 20 criminal charges related to an alleged inappropriate relationship. The local impact of federal funds getting dispersed is covered at RacineCountyEye.com. They've got a story up about how some Head Start and Early Head Start programs have had payments delayed. Read all about it at RacineCountyEye.com. The AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act has been reintroduced in the U.S. Senate. It's got local support, with the bill being sponsored by Senator Tammy Baldwin. It aims to ensure that all new vehicles include AM radio access. If passed, the bipartisan legislation would require the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration to mandate AM radios in all new cars. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN weather.
Cloudy and warmer, with a few flurries flying around this afternoon and light snow ramping up this evening. It may mix with a little bit of freezing rain, creating some icy, slippery spots. The snow accumulations look like less than half an inch. Gone by the morning, we'll be battling a windy day tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 28 degrees.
If you're down and confused, and you don't remember who you're talking to, concentration, slip away, because your baby is so far away. Time to have. There's a girl right
right next to you. And she's just waiting for something to do.
And there's a rose in the biscuit love. And the eagle flies with the dove. And if you can't be with the one you love, honey, love the one you're with. Love the one you're with. Love the one you're with.
Stephen Stills on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. I'm sure it'll come as no surprise to you that people get divorced for all sorts of crazy reasons. Here are some of the more unusual divorce stories according to the internet. One, he didn't like the movie The Lion King, so he was gone. Or how about this? She was possessed by a genie. He nicknamed her Guantanamo in his phone. Her parrot told her that her husband was cheating. Well, that's a good one. She adopted 550 cats. I can see that one. And finally, he cleaned too much. Really? He cleaned too much?
Run away from you, and if you keep on running, you'll have to pay the price.
your mind. Have a drink, have a drive. Go out and see what you can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, you go down or a turn of 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and live by. We please when the weather's fine. We go fishing or go sailing in the sea. We're always happy. Last we're living, yeah, that's our philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee. Da 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 da, yeah, we're happy. Da da da, dee da da dee da 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 da.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. We are proud to be a sponsor of the Racine County Traffic Safety Commission's Stay Safe Racine County program. Every month, we're going to help promote expert guidelines for staying safe on our roads, things like snowplow emergency and emergency vehicle awareness. The program's aim is to promote safety.
A man, a babe. And we you've seen me smile, you know things are just getting worse. In a smile you might see, baby, has all been rehearsed. Baby, I can't go on without you. This loneliness won't let me live without you. This emptiness inside me, baby, makes me feel half alive.
Understand me like I understand you. Now, baby, I know the difference between right and wrong. I ain't gonna do nothing to upset our happy home. Trust in me, like I trust in you. As long as we've been together, that should be so easy to do.
Timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Well, sometimes there's just not enough time to listen to a full-length countdown of timeless hits. So listen Saturday mornings as Rick Johnson presents the weekend's Capsule Countdown. It's a fast-paced minute that counts down a year, a theme, or a topic with a capsule of great timeless hits. Listen Saturday mornings at 8:30 and again at 9:30 on WRJN.
Share your love with an unforgettable gift from Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Making love blossom since day one, Sunnyside has been Kenosha's family tradition for stunning, customized floral arrangements for any occasion. This Valentine's Day, pair your perfect gift with premium chocolates, an adorable plush bear or puppy designed to melt their heart. Share your love in the most beautiful way and visit Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha today. Located on 75th Street and 30th Avenue, open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
Hi, this is Mike at your CBD store in Racine. We are sharing the love, no strings attached. Just schedule an appointment to receive a free $200 wellness kit February 27th through March 2nd. It's our way of saying thanks for prioritizing your wellness journey. Appointments are filling up fast, so call your CBD store on the corner of Highway 31 and Spring Street in Racine, or visit us on Facebook. If you stop in and schedule your appointment, you will receive a 7-day clinically proven sleep gummy.
That's 1 week free on me.
Seeking the tastiest pizza in Racine? Well, then head straight to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. From classic cheese pepperoni and sausage pizzas to golden fried chicken to signature hot sandwiches, Ferraro's has all your cravings covered. Plus, don't miss February's special chili dog pizza, a savory chili base topped with melty cheddar cheese, juicy hot dog pieces, fresh onion, and a drizzle of liquid cheddar. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a thought about whether fancy cookware is worth your hard-earned dollars. I love cooking, so I have done a lot of research to figure out what is worth my money. One thing I know, fancy nonstick is a no-go. Don't do it. Nonstick pans wear out after a year, maybe two. Once the surface of the pan gets all scrapey-scratchy, you gotta throw it out and you gotta replace it. I replace mine roughly once a year. Here's another tip. Don't buy a set of pans. Buy the cookware you need one piece at a time as you need it. For most tasks in my house, cheap cast iron is the go-to. I like it from a yard sale, but if you got to buy new at the store, you can do that too. And this leaves room to say, yeah, if you love to cook, a high-end all-clad or Le Creuset pot, that is the occasional treat that I think can be worth it. Although I would still wait for them to go on sale. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Hermits on WRJN. They're going to be in concert along with the association February 28th at the Genesee Theater in Waukegan, Illinois. Tickets are on sale now. For 98 years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits, too. Coming up, CBS News at 4 and Stuart J. Waddles, too.
Oh,
Hometown Radio, refreshed. WRJN.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. Around the country today, demonstrators are protesting the moves President Trump has made in his first 2 weeks in office.
Reclaim our country.
Take back our rights.
In Maryland's capital, Annapolis, protesters chanted, waving signs and denouncing President Trump and his ally, billionaire Elon Musk.
We cannot let our silence condone his actions.
In Boston, people wore and waved flags, one sign reading, Make America Great Again, deport Trump. Allison Keyes, CBS News.
Some protesters are upset with the Trump administration's plan to dismantle USAID. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says resistance by some staffers has made that process tougher.
Our preference would have been to do this in a more orderly fashion from the top down, but we had no cooperation and, in fact, insubordination, and so it required us to work from the bottom up.
The USAID firings drew hundreds of protesters to the front of the U.S. Capitol, where California Democratic Congressman John Garamendi said Elon Musk should not be making those decisions.
He has absolutely no right in shutting down USAID. We cannot allow that.
President Trump just signed an executive order banning transgender women and girls from women's sports.
From now on, women's sports will be only for women.
The Wall Street Journal.